You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, why don't you tell the story, and then I'm going to follow it up with these statistics that I read about kids buying things without the parents knowing about it.
You've got the best story. It's coming out of New Jersey. It was a New Jersey family, and the story says they were stumped when multiple packages for items they never ordered started arriving at their home. And they found out that the culprit was their own child. It's the Kumar family. Mom says the front doorbell rang and the UPS truck started unloading and unloading and unloading furniture boxes. Turns out the family's 22-month-old had accidentally racked up a bill at Walmart for almost $2,000. And she went on to say, she's like, you know, like most kids today, I hand my kid the phone to play to keep him busy. And she says, yeah, I am a frequent shopper at Walmart, but here's what happened. The kid did add more things to the cart, but mom also had things parked in the cart like we all do. Add things to the cart, essentially, to keep an eye on them. You're like, maybe I want to buy these. And then the kid hit purchase, and they had all the credit card information saved on the Walmart site. And next thing you know, you're getting $2,000 worth of furniture at your front door thanks to your goofy kid.
I forgot all about that. Things that you've left in there.
I'm constantly doing that. You just add things to the cart to keep an eye on them and to hold them. And yeah, I always worry about accidentally hitting the order button.
Man.
So you got to be careful with that when you have kids.
They went out and surveyed a bunch of parents, thousands of parents, and they wanted to know how many of you have ever had your kid use your credit card without asking or buy something online without you knowing about it. And it was just about 50%. So out of every 100 listeners we have, 50 of them are nodding their heads right now saying, oh, yeah, that happened to me. They bought this or they bought that. They took my credit card. They went online. The thing is with Alexa these days, the story said that for a lot of people, it's coming through the Alexa. Now, on one hand, I've got to say that there might be just an ounce of pride involved here where you tell your friends, my 2-year-old is so bright. They were able to use Alexa to order 17 gallons of shampoo and conditioner.
This message from Jenna came in over the weekend on our Facebook because we promoed this over the weekend. And Jenna says, my kids asked Alexa to order gummy bears. And they apparently asked her about 10 times. I had a large box arrive while they were at school with 10 6-pound packages of gummy bears. She says about $200 worth of gummies. It was such a strange thing to open and find. It was hard to be mad at my kids. I did decide to turn off the order feature from Alexa. And the gummy bears were dropped back at the UPS store later that day. So that's Jenna. So the kids were like, hey, Alexa, order gummy bears. Hey, Alexa, order gummy bears. And it was just ding, 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 added them to the cart. And next thing you know, $200 worth of gummy treats. Now, my kids were guilty of subscribing to the Alexa or the Amazon Music service via that thing. Because if you have Prime, you can say, hey, Alexa, play Jonas Brothers or whatever. And she'll play it, but sometimes there's songs that she is not in the catalog unless you upgrade and pay. She'll ask you right there if you want to upgrade. And my kids are always saying yes. So we're constantly getting these extra little dings on our bill for them adding the music feature to our account. And I've got to go back in and cancel it for the month, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
They're constantly saying yes to whatever she's offering.
That's funny.
So we had to have a talk. He's like, you don't always say yes.
I want to go back one story to the gummies. How long do gummies last? If you've got $200 worth of gummy treats, could you just set those aside and eat them over the next 2 years?
Think maybe?
I don't know. I was wondering.
It's 60 pounds worth of gummies, essentially.
60 pounds. You know, there's an argument to be made about whether or not you should allow your children to have a credit card at such and such age. And I don't know where you and Nicole stand.
Not yet.
With your son Reed. He's going to turn 11 in just a couple months.
No, not yet. No.
Is he getting close? Because I'll tell you why. The problem that Gretch would run into is that her daughter didn't have her own credit card yet. And I'm trying to remember how old she was, 15, 14, 15, 16, somewhere in that range. But she would go somewhere with her friends, and Gretch would say, all right, well, here's my credit card. If you need, you know, to get something,
yeah,
but just bring it back to me. Don't lose it, blah, blah, blah. But what would happen is they would both forget. And then Gretch would be out somewhere shopping, grab her purse, open it up, no credit card.
Because she kept giving it.
She kept giving it to Zoe, and they would both forget to get it back.
Right.
So at some point, you reach the, you know, that zone where you're thinking, I don't necessarily think they're old enough to have a credit card, but at the same time, A, they can learn some money management lessons,
sure,
and B, I won't be without my damn credit card.
That's right. Yeah. And then you can get those ones they have now for the, you know, for the newbies, the new credit card holders, that you can actually just put like a preset amount on there. It's like $100, $200, and once
sure,
it's gone, it's gone. So, yeah, I mean, that's a nice option when you want to start them out. Nicole wrote in on Facebook. She says, my kids ordered a movie on Amazon called Savage Love. They were looking for the song by Jason Derulo and instead ordered up a movie, which that one doesn't sound appropriate at all.
I was going to say, I wonder what was in that movie.
That's kind of funny, actually.
I got a couple of funny ones here. Tracy wrote in and said, my brother told me that his 7-year-old son ordered 4 movies on the TV in his room, but didn't hit the rent button. He bought them, and each one was about $15.
Oh, no.
They don't really know the difference,
right? They don't know the difference.
To them, they see, do you want to buy this movie?
Sure,
yes, I want to buy the movie.
Let's do it.
Who is this? Oh, Jeremy, you'll like it. It's an Angela.
Ooh, hot Angela.
My 4-year-old daughter got into my Amazon account while playing on my iPad, and she ordered about $450 in various dolls and toys. I asked her how she even knew how to do all of this, and she said she said, just watching mommy do it. Like you guys said, I'm kind of proud that she's so smart to figure that stuff out, but I also didn't want to spend $450 on crap.
Nope, all going back.
Good. To the phones we go. Ashley's been patiently holding. Hey, Ashley, thanks for calling your boys.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, yeah, we can't. It couldn't be any better right now.
So good.
What story do you have for us?
So my daughter ordered an Alexa off my Alexa for her room.
Alexa, order me an Alexa. Okay. Order me a friend.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
So she could listen to music in her room, she said.
Yeah, well, why not, you know?
Wait a minute. So did you keep it?
No, we gave it to one of my friends for Christmas.
Ah, there you go. Christmas done.
I wasn't going to condone that.
That's pretty crazy, God, though. That's kind of cute. It's kind of cute, too.
We order a lot of stuff off there if she has it in her room. So.
Yeah, who knows?
That's a really good point. Thanks for calling us. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Appreciate you joining us. Here comes Kathy, who's been patiently holding. Kathy, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're warm.
We're warm and having a great morning. So they say, Kathy, that half of parents have some sort of story like this. What's your story?
Well, our story is that years ago, our oldest son, he was around 12 at the time, racked up over a $500 phone bill calling 1-900 numbers.
When was this?
And he had a friend that we allowed to stay the night, and when we got the bill, we just couldn't believe it, because it was back in the early 90s, and it was like, oh my gosh.
What are you doing?
So, what are you doing?
Well, I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Or was it your husband and he was blaming your son?
So it was really a shock.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
The company did reverse the charges, and they blocked the numbers.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you don't want him doing that anymore.
Right.
Your son had to find some other outlet, I guess. So.
So anyway, that was our story. Thanks.
Kathy,
thank you
for calling. Have a great day, okay?
Say hi to your pervy son for us.